Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier, your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 26th, 2015. That is Michael Jackson. They don't care about us. Some of those lyrics: skinhead, deadhead, everybody gone bad, situation, aggravation, everybody allegation, in the suite, on the news, everybody dog food, bang bang, shot dead, everybody's gone mad. All I want to say is that they don't really care about us. Beat me, hate me, you can never break me. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me. Jew me, sue me, everybody do me. Kike me, kick me, kike me, don't you black and white me. We're talking about the wicked ruling class. We're not talking about poor working class Jewish sisters and brothers. Talking about the ruling class who call themselves Jews and are not. House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, more lyrics. Tell me what has become of my life. I have a wife and two children who love me. I am the victim of police brutality. Now I'm tired of being the victim of hate. You're ripping me of my pride, oh, for God's sake. I look to heaven to fulfill its prophecy, set me free. How deep is Michael Jackson? Talking about prophecy, all of this is really prophecy. We're the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are they who are prophesied to fulfill that which is written of us, that we would lead the human family to freedom, justice, and equality, that we would lead the poor working class masses of the people international to truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. That is the prophecy. And those who are in power also know the prophecies. So they, being in control of Wall Street, being in control of the fraternal order of the police, unleash the police on us to kill and destroy us and cause us to deviate from the prophetic narrative concerning our mission in the earth to liberate the human family. More lyrics. Skinhead, deadhead, everybody going bad, trepidation, speculation, everybody allegation, in the suit, in the suite, on the news, everybody dog food, blackmail, M-A-L-E, blackmail, M-A-I-L. Throw your brother in jail. Check that out. To cause brother to turn against brother, to cause sister to turn against sister. The system will blackmail you and me. Use something in our past and bring it up and say, you better turn your innocent brother and sister in, or we will put you in jail because you know we have you on tape. You know we have you on video. You know we have the information on your discretions, your sins. So this is why Jesus comes again. This is why Yahuwah Hayah, the Almighty, comes again. To free us from the sins, free us from debt, free us from transgressions that the government will hold over our heads to blackmail us into destroying our own sister and brother. More lyrics. Tell me what has become of my rights. Am I invisible because you ignore me? Your proclamation, meaning Emancipation Proclamation, promised me free liberty. Now I'm tired of being the victim of shame. Throwing me in a class with a bad name. I can't believe this is the land from which I came. You know, I do really hate to see it. The government don't want to see, but if Roosevelt was living, he wouldn't let this be. No, no. I believe he's speaking of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the programs implemented, Social Security, safety nets, jobs for many. Now, when you check it, black folk still didn't get the benefits of those programs that came through Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Maybe Michael was speaking of Lady Bird Roosevelt, who stood up against the wickedness and treachery in government and forced her husband to do things that he wouldn't have done where it concerned black people. So, Brother Michael Jackson is right, and the Black Lives Matter movement is right. We are looking to see whether or not you care about our lives, and we must rise up and care about our own lives. Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Zoroasters, communists, socialists, Democrat, Republican, I'm speaking of poor working class, all of you who claim these various religious and political philosophies. Bust down the barrier. Come together. Flee to Yahuwah Hayah. Let us go to the science of the universe. The ancient African Hebrew Israelite nation. Studied the science of the universe. Studied the various shapes in the universe, cubes and pyramids, and used cubes and pyramids and other shapes to teach of life, to teach of Yahuwah Hayah. And you can take this science to any and all religions and scientific thought. In Islam, you have the black stone of the Kaaba, which is a cube representing the same reality in the African Hebrew, life, representing Yahuwah Hayah, representing that the original state of the universe as dark expanse, triple darkness. And that the key carbon for life is blackness. The key atom for life is blackness. So the original ancestors drew all the gods and the goddesses black because it was scientific. Not just because we're black and we want to feel good. No, we are scientists. We understand the science of the universe. We understood electromagnetism and how energy working with matter, producing electricity and producing physical matter through the sun, through the proton and the positive charge working in matter, and through the electron and negative charge working in electricity, and electricity working in matter, creating electromagnetism, magnetizing the nine planets to one another. Working with lead or iron, working with iron, and magnets are drawn to iron, the lodestone. And magnets drawn to magnets when you put positive to negative, the opposites. And when you put negative to positive, the opposites, drawn to one another, two magnets. The nine planets magnetized to the sun. This is all about life, sisters and brothers, how life is generated in the universe. The African scientists, Yahushua said, be born again of the water and born again of the spirit. These words are describing the universe. The water is dark matter today in the modern day scientific jargon. In scripture is dark water. This is the original water seed of life from which we have all come. Dark water, dark matter. The spirit is called dark energy today. Holy Spirit by the ancients. Mother Holy Spirit. Because energy is spiritual force. And spirit is energy. When you research the definitions of the word energy, you come to words, all manner of definitions. In the African Hebrew Old Testament and European Greek New Testament. But some of the words that we can see immediately having to do with science and physics. Energy. Research energy in physics. Force. It says, not a depersonalized force. Well, that means Mother Holy Spirit is personalized force. She's personal. You can get to know Mother Holy Spirit by studying the universe. She's not depersonalized force, but she is personalized force. And force is a physics term. Pulse and impulse. And when you check impulsion in physics and put that together with force and put that together with energy, now we can understand gravity and electromagnetism. These invisible, unseen forces in the universe are really Mother Holy Spirit and dark energy, or dark spirit. Mother Holy Spirit is the regulating force in the universe, pulsing, impulsing, propelling all in our universe to move in their orbits. The sun moving in its orbit around that pitch blackness of the universe. The power is in that pitch blackness. Life in the pitch blackness, the unseen power in the universe that is propelling the whole universe. The nine planets being propelled, being pulsed, being impulsed, given speed and velocity by the unseen force in the universe to conduct and conduce and produce life, working with that original matter and dark water, dark matter. The planets are derivative of dark water, dark matter. And Mother Holy Spirit is working on matter, moving the earth, moving Mars, moving the nine planets in their orbits and within their fields, magnetized to each other. Proton and electron working in polarity, creating opposite charge, magnetized to iron and creating magnetization with each other because of the two charges being opposite. So once again, like a magnet, when you take the magnet and put positive to positive, there is repulsion. can't get together. Reverse one magnet, positive to negative, now there's attraction. The law of attraction, scientifically explained in the universe by the electrical universe people led by Wallace Thornhill, I believe is his name. Wallace Thornhill. Check out the electrical universe. I believe it's Wallace Thornhill. Let me see if I can punch that up. Yes, Wallace Thornhill. Listening to that beautiful Caucasian man explain electromagnetism, I began to understand the law of attraction scientifically. So the nine planets magnetized to the sun, the Milky Way, and every physical fixture in the material universe were magnetized together. You and I magnetized to this earth. That explains gravity, electromagnetism. Not so much that we are crushed. Not so little that we fly away. All of this is to do what? To produce the perfect atmosphere for life. We need to take over this system, overturn this system, and create the new system that is based on the science of the universe, that is based on life. So electricity moving in from the electron, working with the proton, working with matter, creating electromagnetism. It's all about energy and matter. It's all about electricity and matter. In your physical structure is energy. In your physical and my physical structure is the proton, the neutron, the electron, the atom is working. And that big sun, S-U-N, is the large atom, the rays of the sun, infusing within us the atoms and the protons and the neutrons and the electrons, and manufacturing all of the chemicals, all of the minerals in the universe, lead within us, and we are attracted to the earth, attracted to the solar system, attracted to the sun. That's why we are here, and we are attracted to one another. The same science of electromagnetism working within you and working within me. And so the scientists knew and understood from the ancients that another of the symbols of life is the cube and another is the pyramid. And so you have in scripture, the tablets of stone were cubes. We're repeating ourselves, but I was thinking of the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's interesting to me that it's Black Lives Matter, Black Matter, Dark Matter. The words match the universe. Dark water, dark matter, black matter, black matter, dark matter, producing life. And Black Lives Matter. We all come from blackness. We all come from dark water, dark matter, and dark energy, dark spirit. In church, you say God. In the mosque, you say Allah. In the temple, you say Yahuwah. In other places, you say God and Goddess. These words describe forces that we cannot see. In science, you say gravity, gravitational force. Strong force, weak force, electromagnetic force. These are words describing the force that control the universe that we cannot see. Religious community and scientific community. We must be able to traverse and navigate between the two communities and bring them together because we are about life. The religious community, we need the scientific community, and the scientific community needs the religious community. We must prepare the babies to understand that the two are using languages that sound different, but are describing the same universe and the forces that control the universe that are unseen to the physical universe, but are seen to the third eye, which is really the first eye. The cube, the tablets of stone were cubes, sapphire, blue sapphire cubes, with writing on the cubes representing the physical universe, but inside the cube is pure blackness, darkness, representing Yahuwah, Hayah, existing and living, and the power that has brought into existence all that has ever existed, exists now and ever will exist by using the physical universe, by using the sun to manufacture the physical universe. The cube, sisters and brothers, and the Ark of the Covenant was a cube. And you had the two cherubims. And the cherubims represent you and me. And all of this represents you and me and the power that we have to produce life. The Black Lives Movement and these three beautiful black women want to see not just black people live, but all live in peace and love and harmony. And I love you, you beautiful sisters and leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, these three beautiful black women. So inside of the cube is blackness. Inside of the Ark of the Covenant would be darkness and blackness. The two cherubims on the outside, the one on the left, I am assuming is the masculine, the proton, the positive charge. The cherubim on the right would be the negative charge, electron. The one on the right is the feminine power. The one on the left is the masculine power. These two charges and powers creating energy. And that energy rose above the Ark of the Covenant and rested upon the mercy seat. And the mercy seat is feminine because we have to come through the feminine to receive mercy and come through the feminine to attain life. The Ark of the Covenant was a cube, six sides. The tablets of stone on which the Ten Commandments were written, this is a cube again, blue sapphire, and the firmament in the universe, holding the fixtures in their place in the universe, blue sapphire. And so the stone tablets were sapphire cubes to replicate the firmament in Genesis, which is a crystalline reality, a crystalline, clear, blue sapphire reality that holds the fixtures of the universe in their place. To do what? Facilitate life. And so the modern day scientists took the cube, six sides to the cube, six faces. And some of the angels, the seraphim, have six wings. The seraphim are the face of the Almighty, and you and I are the face of the Almighty, and every physical reality in the universe, we all are the face of the Almighty. You have six periods of time of creation, so-called 6 days. You have six periods of time in the Quran. You have 6,000 years of wickedness, but the 7,000th year is the millennium of peace and truth and justice and righteousness. All of this being represented by the cube and the six sides, taking the place of the six wings and the 6 days and the 6,000 years. We're dealing with that number six, which is incomplete because we need to get to the number seven. And so this cube is taken from the African ancestors. Inside the cube is the power in the blackness, the power in the darkness to produce life, dark energy, dark matter. The sides of the cube represent the physical that has come into being because of the birth of light, the sun, manufacturing the physical by pulling on that darkness. I love to understand this science. Then you have the pyramid, which is four sides that you can see, the bottom side you can't see. Four triangles. Triangles, 3 points, representing the Trinity. The whole universe is the Trinity. We are either the Almighty Father, which is symbolized by the dark water, dark matter, or we are the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, dark energy, or we are the children, the Christ. The Christ is not just masculine. The Christ is feminine. The Christ is the image of the unseen, the image of that power in the darkness. So since the universe is masculine and feminine, and you and I are masculine and feminine, and every male and female has the power of masculine and feminine operating within ourselves, then the Christ being the image, and man and woman being the image of the unseen, and Christ being the image of the unseen, Christ is masculine and feminine. You and I are the members of the body of Christ from before creation. Psalm 139 teaches us that before creation, before the institution of time and space continuum, in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, from time immemorial and time eternity, you and I were already the members of the body of Christ in that time, which is beyond time, which is time eternal, time beyond physical time. Physical time is not till the birth of the sun, 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago is the birth of the sun, birthing process of the sun, and the institution of time, space, continuum. So David is telling us before time and space continuum, you and I are the members of the body of Christ. We are the self of the Almighty, and we must cross all barriers and all boundaries and replicate what we know in the universe. In the universe are triangles. In the universe are squares. In the universe we see cubes and we see pyramids. And so we see the science of life in the universe. And so what we must do is cross all barriers and boundaries and replicate the universe, replicate the science of the universe. And in the science of the universe, in the study of the hexagonal crystal system, the hexagonal lattice system, we see mathematics in operation. We see that when you check the Christ, which is ourselves, we are a subset from the Almighty Father and dark water matter, from the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, dark energy. We are less than the Almighty, but yet we are of the same substance from the Almighty because we are the self of the Almighty. Within that construct, the Almighty is greater than us. The statement reads, elements exists that are greatest than other elements. In the subset, all elements are less than or equal to both the least element, and in the subset of all elements, greater than or equal to both. So you have the two dynamics working in the universe. The Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah Hayah, is greater than us, and we are less than they. But yet, we are of the same substance as they. So there is an equality within that construct. So we are less than, but yet we are equal to, and the Almighty is greater than, but yet the Almighty is equal to us. And you get it in Scripture when it says, "Hear ye, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one Lord." But when you check the Hebrew, the word Lord, all capitals, is Yahuwah. And when you check the word God, uppercase G, lowercase O-D, that is Elohim. So it's saying, "Hear ye, O Israel, that Yahuwah, your Elohim, is one Yahuwah." Oh, sisters and brothers, that is telling you and me that we are Yahuwah. We didn't create ourselves, but we are from the same substance. In other words, we didn't instigate in that sense, but in another sense we did, because the child is now empowered in the womb to begin to command the limbs of that child to grow. The power is from the Almighty, but as the Elohim, we did create ourselves because of the power of the Almighty in us, which teaches us that in this day and time, we have that same power from the Almighty to create ourselves anew again, according to the science of the universe, and create the new society, the new Jerusalem. We are, Yahuwah is the Elohim, and the Elohim are one Yahuwah. The Yahuwah is you and me. We are the Elohim. The whole of the physical, visible universe, we are the Elohim. And we are one Yahuwah. That means we must cross all barriers, cross all boundaries that separate you from me and me from you and us from each other. Because this is the day and time of the manifestation and the fulfillment of prophecy, that we will realize our identity as the Christ in flesh. We are quantum physics. We are quantum mechanics. We are that whole process from the space empty with the potential for life, teaching us that all of us have the potential, infinite potential. And we are that whole process to the womb and space in utero. And then we are that process in the birth of light 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago. And we were in that process of the manufacturing of the physical universe. And this beautiful flesh is the perfect conduit for that power within us, that electricity, that energy. And so, sisters and brothers, we say, right on to the Black Lives Movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, because we know the science, and we know that the dark water matter and dark energy spirit is the roots of all and is here within us. We are the cube, we are the pyramid, we are the sapphire blue stone tablets. We are the cherubim, we are the seraphim, we are Yahuwah Hayah, and we must fulfill prophecy. Sisters and brothers, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement. of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I people.